Hey guys, welcome to Morbid Arts and Broken Boards podcast, where we like to have fun, meet new people, and escape the real world for a few minutes. Art and skateboarding is the main focus of the company, but we are very versatile and enjoy a lot of things. If you'd like to check out our artwork at 710 High Street, Freeport, PA, 16229, or check out our Facebook page at Morbid Arts and Broken Boards, facebook.com. My name is Everett Foster, and I thank you all for tuning into this episode. So today at the shop, actually, while I was there, a teacher from Freeport High School came in and was talking to me for a little bit. And I told her a little bit about my books, told her a little bit about the artwork, and explained to her then that both my parents worked for worked for schools a lot of their lifetime. So that brings me to the interview for the day. Today we have on Larry Foster. Larry, how you doing?
Good, F. Thank you.
So Larry, I don't know if you guys could tell, but from the last name, but Larry is actually my father and has known me for my entire life, of course. So Dad, how have you been today? What's going on?
Oh, I've been doing good, thank you. I'm enjoying the cool fall weather.
Oh yeah, fall's the best time of year, isn't it?
It is.
So Dad, what do you do for work?
I am titled the district driver. What I do is I transport mail, supplies, and anything that the bus needs me to do, but I transport things. So I'm not a bus driver, but I have a cargo van, but I transport all kinds of stuff in.
Now you're with the Seneca Valley School District, correct?
That's correct.
And you actually graduated from there in the year, what, 75?
75.
75? So it was kind of like you went to school, you graduated, you took a little bit of a break, and then you're back at where you graduated from, right?
Exactly.
And I'm sure over the years that you've been there, from when you were a student and now, they've changed a lot, right?
The district has changed. It's gotten bigger. We have security guards. We have resource officers, police officers that, I never thought we'd have when I was in school. Well, we didn't have when I was in school. And I never thought I would see the day where we'd have to have it, but we do.
Yeah, and times are changing with all that. A lot more, I think, violence is happening within schools and everything, too, which is sad to say.
Exactly.
So, other than working for Seneca Valley, what are your hobbies and interests?
I like trains. I'm a train fan, so I enjoy trains. I've always lived out on the railroad ever since I was a kid, and I just have a love for trains, and I like music. I like jazz music. I like watching movies. I like watching horror stories and westerns.
So that leads me to my next topic, actually. Who's your favorite musician and band and why?
I think, my favorite all-time band was probably the Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know that you told me and Gretel about the Beatles when we were wee little. Mm-hmm. And so me and Gretel and even Mom, we all love the Beatles. They're definitely a big inspiration to all of us, I think. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite movie and why?
My favorite movie, I think I like the movie, I like the movie Taken. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Liam Neeson's a really good actor, isn't he? Mm-hmm. I think they're probably going to... I don't know if they're done making those yet or not, or if they're going to make more. But all three of what they did are really good. Mm-hmm. And I know you like Liam Neeson as an actor. Mm-hmm. A lot of his movies really really are good.
Mm-hmm. I like Steven Seagal, and I like his movies, and I like to watch... I can't remember what his name is with, I can't remember his name now, he was on Death Wish, Charles Bronson.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, those are all really good ones. So what is your favorite book and why?
Favorite book would probably be the Bible.
Yeah? I know you and your granddog, Nolly, go up every night and read it, don't you, in bed?
Yeah, we love to read the Bible. It's relaxing and refreshing.
Yeah, Nolly just likes being there and laying down, doesn't she?
Yeah, she likes to just listen.
Yep. So what would your superpowers be if you had them?
I think probably be able to heal people.
Being able to heal people?
Yeah.
That's a good one. And would you then, with that power, would you want to be in the army of sort then? Would you want to go heal people like fallen soldiers or anything like that? Or would you be just like someone that you knew, would you just be say like, hey, I have the power to heal you if you'd like?
Yeah, just wherever I needed.
Wherever you need. Okay, so even if you saw someone maybe on the street,
sure,
that needed help or anything like that, or you know, someone with a bum leg and you see them walking. That's a really good one, and I think there should be more people that that would like to have that superpower. Mm-hmm. So if you could meet any famous person, who would it be? It could be they don't have to be alive. It could be someone from the past, you know.
Any famous person? That's a toughie.
Could be a president, you know.
That one I'd have to give some thought to, because there's a lot of people I'd like to meet, but I can't really narrow it down to one particular person.
Yeah, there's a lot of great people in history, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. There sure are.
And a lot of people that have really taken a toll on this world. I mean, there's a lot of... there have been a lot of people who we kind of regret that have made that impact. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's been a lot of... not so good people in the history too.
Sure.
But that one is a tough decision.
It is a tough one.
So if you had $1 million to spend, that was just not part of your paycheck or anything, just handed to you, how would you spend it?
Definitely get out of, or pay a lot of bills, and I would try to give some to charities.
Oh yeah. Now would you give to like dog charities? Would you give to
church, dog, just like maybe homeless shelters.
Places that really could use it, and places that you know that they're not going to take advantage of having that money.
Right, Salvation Army and places like that.
So, where is your favorite place to be?
Actually, I like to be out in nature, and I always liked being along the railroad tracks, and I always liked walking in Marine State Park, and so any place where there's trees and nature and it's calm.
Yeah, anywhere where it's peaceful. And I know you like sitting outside with the dogs, and of course,
like
right now we can hear Cooper kind of in the background, being kind of noisy, but that's okay. She doesn't know any better. So what is the craziest thing to ever happen to you?
Craziest thing that ever happened to me, I was riding my 10-speed bike one time, and I was going past a junkyard, and this big white dog chased me. And I went ahead and I ran the dog as fast as I could, and I got up to this barn, and didn't another dog the same kind come out and chase me too. So I got away from one dog and got chased by another dog of the same type.
Now, of course, that didn't make your love for dogs, like, it didn't affect that at all, did it?
Of course not.
I mean, I know you love both of our dogs that we have at the house now. And but they don't chase you like that, though.
No. Dogs are just wanting to have fun.
Yeah. So, what is your favorite thing about Morbid Arts and Broken Boards as a company?
There's a lot of talent there, and I like the people that are there, and I like the town that it's in. It's a nice small town, and for the most part, quiet. And it's just a neat old building. All the things that are in there, and it's just a nice, soothing, relaxing place.
Now, I know you've also, being that you're my father, I know you've had some artwork that's actually sold at the store as well. And I'm sure that feels pretty good to have someone buy something that you drew or something that you've done. I'm sure that feels like a good feeling, right?
It does, because I've always, sketched pictures and ever since I was young, but I really never sold any art. So when I sold these couple pictures, it was like, oh, wow. Somebody does really like my artwork, and it's just really nice feeling.
I don't think that, I think a lot of people actually like your artwork. And that's the cool thing about it, is that you can, now you have a way to sell your artwork that you have, because you've always been such a good artist. I remember when I was little, I used to want to draw like you. And finally, I've gotten to the point now where I'm pretty good at art. I can sketch and everything. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I was little, I always used to want to be able to draw like my dad. And so I'm glad that you have sold some artwork in the shop as well. Larry, have you ever played the Five Things game before?
I've heard of it, but never really.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to ask you a question that has five answers to it, okay? And then you're going to turn around and you're going to ask me a different one, a different question that has five answers to it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right. So, Larry, what are the five sports you like to watch most on television or follow?
I like to watch football, professional football, and I like to watch bull riding. Then I like to watch the heavy powerlifting man's competitions. I like to watch like martial arts.
Is there another one then for the fifth one?
Yeah, I always thought like watching like figure eight races or demo derby on TVs was always cool.
Yeah, those are all five really good ones. And other than football, a lot of people don't recognize that those are actually sports and really hard in competition, are they?
Absolutely.
And like I said, a lot of people watch football and a lot of people watch the other ones as well. Mm-hmm. But those other four, though, were awesome answers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Larry, if you want to go ahead and ask me my question of five answers.
All right. How about... what do you like about... working at Whole Foods?
What are the five things I like most about Whole Foods? Mm-hmm. Well, I love the people there. That's the first one. Like all the people that I work with, the job there itself, I've never a part-time job because I work there part-time hours at night, and the people there are incredible. I've never had a part-time job that everyone seemed to just get along without the drama. That we're all there to work, but we also have fun with it.
Absolutely.
Number two, I think, is how they work on my schedule so well. They know that I have books published. They know that I have Morbid Arts. And they really, really try to make an effort to work with everybody's schedule. My supervisors there, they do an awesome job. Number three, I think, is the food itself. Well, you know that being that I work there, we get like a little discount with me working there.
Sure.
And we don't buy all of our groceries there because they can be expensive. But I know with like me being vegan now, it's helped me out a lot with transferring into that and being able to know what I can eat there and, and just being able to, learn how to do that a little bit better. I think number four is, definitely I think all the famous people that come in there.
Cool.
I've met a lot of really, I've met a lot of the Steelers that work, that have come through there. A lot of the Penguins have come through there, and a couple people that, like, I really admire and watch all the time on TV. I also met the lead singer of Anti-Flag there. Really awesome guy. And it was almost like I had to tell him that I had to get back to work. He just kept on wanting to talk. I also, with another really cool group of people I met the guys from the show Treehouse Masters.
Yeah.
They were in town and they were doing part of their show here in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
And that was kind of awesome because I've watched them a million times and it was kind of cool to see them in person. So number five, I think my favorite thing about Whole Foods, well, I think the safety of it. Because now let me explain, I'll go a little bit more into detail about that. The safety of it because they are now owned by Amazon. And I always, since I started there, I figured that Whole Foods would be the last part-time job that I had to work. Hopefully, Morbid Arts and Broken Boards and my books really pan out for me. And I'd like Whole Foods to be the last work I actually have to do outside of that. And being that they're owned by Amazon now, they're not going anywhere. I feel like as long as I do my part, as long as I feel like I'm well-liked and do my job, which I'm pretty sure I am well-liked there, that I have no problems with getting laid off from there. So I think as long as I don't screw up in a way, I can be there for a while. until I can really make a career out of artwork and my books. So Larry, I really thank you for being on our podcast today. With that being said, is there anything you'd like to add to our interview at all?
I think just maybe try to enjoy life, try to see the beauty in life, and try to keep a positive thought in your head, and try not to let people upset you or anything like that with their things and that. Just try to go through each day looking at good things.
Yeah, that's always a good word of advice, Dad, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to do with a lot of things going on now in the world, isn't it?
There is, but there is still good people in this world, and there are still beautiful things, and we just got to take time out to realize it.
And I know, with we've all, even our family and everywhere, we've all been real busy, and sometimes it's hard to accept and really look at the beautiful things, isn't
sure.
it?
Mm-hmm.
But, well, Larry, again, I really appreciate you for being on this episode.
You're welcome.
And I hope our viewers really enjoyed hearing about you and a little bit more about what you like and what you do. And thanks, guys. Again, that was Larry Foster, a.k.a. my dad. And thanks again for listening. And we'll have more cool interviews for you guys coming up. All right, guys. Thanks. This has been Morbid Arts and Broken Boards Podcast. Have a good rest of your day. Hey guys, the music we used for this episode of Morbid Arts and Broken Boards Podcast was the song Radioactive by the band Imagine Dragons for both the intro and the outro. Again, we really thank you for listening to this podcast, and if you're interested in that band, check out them. They are a very, very solid band. Thanks guys again, and tune in next time. Thanks.